Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. And we did Siv Vav. We're holding Mishnah Brura Siv Kadon Chaf Aleph. Okay. That the question here was asking. The question here was asking a goy to these machshirim which were not done before Shabbos, which could have been done before Shabbos. Can you ask a goy to do them or not? So if it's something which is an issur d'oraisa, so you may not. Well, you are mar. The Chachamim upheld their issur d'rabbanan, even though it's going to affect the mitzvah mila. They upheld their issur. So asking a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa is an issur d'rabbanan. The Chazal upheld their issur d'rabbanan even in that situation. Then he said, "Ainly El Siman Shin Zayin." So that the Ramah tells you to look before. And what do we say? Shin Zayin. Sif Hei BeHagor. The Shom Hei BeRamah. The Yesh Mekilim Afilu B'Malachu D'Raisa. Learn Merlein Yehudi B'Mokam Mitzvah. There is an opinion which holds you can ask a non-Jew to do a Malachu D'Raisa on Shabbos for the purpose of a mitzvah. That's the sheet of the Bala Eater. Now. We already said before that the Iker Pesach is not like this opinion. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, which is in some ways obviously a more significant mitzvah say than other mitzvahs, Hamekom Samach Divrayim Lo Hivsid Imi Efshar Ben Yonacher. So, if you don't have another option, I cannot tell you that there isn't room to be makel. So the Magen Avraham over here says that regards to the. See, I'm going to ask you not to bring three people in this year. In regards to the mitzvah of Mila, you could be samech on the sheet of the Bala Eater and ask a goy to do with the raisa to be able to facilitate the Mila. When it comes to the issue is carrying something, so it's good argument we don't have the raisa of Hitzah nowadays. We don't have 600,000 people, according to that opinion. And therefore, we can argue that if it's the Rabbanan Shus Shus for Mitzvah's Mutter, and even if it's the Raisa, we have the Bala Eater to argue, to rely on. So, a combination of those two things, we can be Makel. Okay.
What Bala Eater said you could do, you could have a Goy do a Nesserim the Raisa.
Correct. Okay. Sif Zayin. Lahoyala Kamon Shochu Kmeir Shabbos. So we have this herb that they would use to facilitate the healing, and it was ground up and was placed on the Mila. It wasn't ground. He didn't have anything ground yet from before Shabbos. So lo yishchenu el aloyes b'shino. So you can't grind it because that's a malach of the raisa. But you can do it with a shino. You like by the person would pulverize it with his teeth. That's a shino. Okay. Imlo erav me'esmal yayin b'shem and litan aleh. They would make a mixture of wine and oil. They would put on the mila. So lo yarva mayom el yitin kolecha levada. So over here, you can put each one separately, as opposed to making the mixture, which that's an act of refua. Okay. Zok the mishtavur. Chav gimel. Come on, shachuk. Medayin hu kana b'mila kama shiyispire. This is all talking about that he hasn't done the mila yet. And the need of refuah is not here yet. So um, and he wants to prepare this to have it available after the meal. So we say that to grind it up, he can't grind it. So he has no right to grind this up, because even though it's something which is needed for the meal, but it's not Deuch HaShabbos. Now, if you cannot do the meal without this, so don't do the meal. And if the only way to grind it is by actually grinding it by hand, which would be a melacha, the raisa, we cannot do that and therefore facilitate the meal. We can't even do any siddur rabbanan to bring it to facilitate the meal, because our reminder there is sir b'malkam and isur the mitzvah derais. Okay. V'chein lo yermel amol oisai. So I have a better idea. Let's do the meal. Because I have a mitzvah to do meal. Now I do the meal. Now, once I do the meal, it's considered a sakana not to put on this powder. Eshkaik, then I will then grind it. So that's a good plan. So you can't do that. Okay? So you can't not do that. Kiman the achshav b'yodei ashiyef shalor b'loy savmonim achra mila. Mutav tidach amila b'lo yavei atzili dei chilul Shabbos. You have no right to put yourself into the situation knowing that you have to do something which you should have done really. Kiman shayef shalor b'lohachim miyazmal. He should have prepared it before Shabbos. See, he has no right to be machtas himself into the situation and thereby now having a heter to be mechal. So the Sharasim points out in Tezayin, this is Rebbe Pesim to look Ramban. So this is the machlokes between the Balamor and the Ramban. Whether you're allowed to be machzir yourself into the matziv and then rely on the fact that once you're in the situation, it's going to be mutter. Even though right now, really, you don't have a heter to do that. So the Ramban holds you may not do that. The Ramban holds that you may do that. The Balamor holds you may not do that. So the Mishabur is saying over here that the Ikar Pesach is not like the Ramban. Let's say he did the meal believing that he has this kamayin available, and then he realizes after meal that he doesn't have. You can carry it, you can grind it, whatever you need, because it's considered a sakana not to put it up. The Sharasim points out in your Zion. You knew that it wasn't available, and you did do the meal, and you did the meal anyway. So we don't say, "Well, it's very nice, you know, we'll let the kid die, you know, because you should have done that." We don't say that. After avidi serves that, that's considered as, this helps stop the bleeding, and it's considered a sakana, and you're allowed to do it.
Is that a more global machlokas, the Balamor Ramban, or is it localized to this?
No, it's a global. They're a global machlokas.
I don't mean just pikuach nefesh. I mean global, like worrying about this, what's going to come down the road if you're not in that situation right now.
Not exactly. It is a. You know, it's. There might be enough between hutras and tuchiyas, and there might be that the machlokas between the Ramban and the Balamor is. How do we look at pikuach nefesh and vis-a-vis Shabbos? Is it a hutra or a dechuya? The way the Vels is over the machlok is it's called they're arguing about the concept of being machlis atzma lo'ainus. It's not exactly true, because there is a machlok in regards to bittul mitzvah zaseh, which pashas the Ramban and the Balamor do not seem to apply to that. So they seem to apply more to Yisurim than to Bittul Mitzvah Asay. So yeah, it's beyond the Hilchos Shabbos, but it's not all the way. But if you could carry it with a shinoi, stick it inside under your hat and carry it that way, you should do that. Because that doesn't affect the child as well. Now, This din that you should your mechuyav to mishana is not a deraisa to gedin. Make a din right now. It's a sakana. You're allowed to do it. But if the Chazal said, if you have a way to be mayit in the chilul, you should be mayit in the chilul. Okay. Is that true? That halacha that if it's Efshel Shabbos, I'm not sure. I take that back. I'm not sure that that's true. There might be in the Raisa. Okay.
What?
Yeah. That which I said that you should you rechit the mishana not do the malacha of the raisa over it if possible. Okay. Now we said if a person didn't mix before Shabbos the wine and the oil together, kachir regilim he refuah. So adding on the wine and the oil together was considered a refuah. Shmarvin v'tarvin bekara yayim mishem and kedersh v'tarvin beya bekara. So you would whip it. You would whisk it up. You would whip it up. The wine and the oil together, the way you would like whisk an egg. So they would do that, and then they would place it onto the meal. Okay. So over here, well, Ya'arbim, you shouldn't do that. Pirish, also Ya'arbim Bekara, you can't mix it up beforehand in the Kara. Unless it's Zeb, if the answer, Makam, you add each one separately. Vaya Shafarish, Tabaya Bekara. Now, we could read the Shulchan Aruch, Ya'arbim, Ya'arbim, Elitin, Kalech, Levada, in the Kara, it doesn't mean on the meal, it means on the Kara. Ella, the Noisim, you can't mix it up. So it's Chazal asked Mirabonon the action of whipping it up. That they asked. So now, what are they yes allowing over here? Are they allowing you can put both into the container and they'll mix in their own certain amount? Or it means that you put each one on the mila independently? So that's his
what's the Issa?
This one, there's not a refuah issue. It's people. It looks like an action which you do when you're starting to cook. So they asked it out to Xera the button. It looks like you're about to cook something.
So how do we apply that then? Put lemon juice into tea.
What?
We mix liquids typically.
You don't stir them up.
It's
the whisking action. It's not just did by meal. This is applies to any case of a chaylo. Sorry, maybe you don't do it in the regular fashion. That's for sure. Okay. Sifches ain oisin lacholuk. So there is sometimes they want to make sure that the flesh which they pulled back shouldn't go back and fall back. Let's say if it's more of a game, if a child is fat, you'll have some of the skin pushing forward over the mukamila, and it because it's just been cut and it has all of the platelets, all different things which are there to help things stick. So the skin will stick to it and start growing together with it. So they would put a cloth there, like a sleeve, to prevent it from the pushing back over the mila. So you cannot make that on Shabbos. You can take a piece of cloth and just wrap it around, you know, place it on top. But you can't make this like sleeve-like item. if you don't have available, so karachal etzbo derech malbush, so you need to carry it from somewhere else. So you, if you have another place, you can wrap it on your finger, and now it's like a small little glove for one finger, and you can carry it. So you can carry it from a chotzer shenim or rebbes. So the Mishmur is going to point out it's not really a malbush, so carrying it from shazaram would not be mutter, but from another chotzer it's going to be mutter. It's like a little pocket. So they would cover it with this shield. If you don't have that available, so you can, I feel noise that cut a mila and doch a mila when they, so that the fact that we're going to have to carry it from another chotzer, which is the derbonon, that's not a reason not to do the mila. And you can carry it from a different chotzer. Chotzer carries the avodah of Chesed Rabbah. It's also kibush and derech malbush mamish. Derech karmelis mitzad al yirabah lahater ayin sham. So sometimes we find that the isser of carrying from a chotzer shenim urevis is a less level of isser than carrying in a karmelis. Maybe over here karmelis is also saying no. Even karmelis is also mutter. Okay. Zok the Shulchan Aruch Siftes. Zman Chachmei Gemara. This washing process with warm water was considered a necessary part of the process of taking care of the child. If not, it would be a sakana. And therefore, the mission discusses the idea of heating this water on Shabbos because of the sakana issues before or afterwards, etc. We don't seem to do this anymore, and therefore it's not considered a sakana. And the Magen Rambam says on this because of the Shana Ativim. This is one of the examples that we say that nature of people has changed and it's not necessary anymore. So the issue of being roichet the child before or after the mila, it would be the same rules as we have the general rules of rechitza. Ramah says, "V'bedinus elu noigim roksa the tnei mila b'cham and shulchan miyasmo." We are going to not heat water for that purpose, but water which is heated before Shabbos normally. It does not allow us to do rechitz of the whole goof, but for over here, that much we're going to do rechitz of the whole goof of the child. Alachah mila, but mutzi Shabbos. They would wait till after Shabbos to wash the child again. Chenim hoyim shlishi the milasa b'Shabbos v'roin sheyesh tzarach b'rochsoi. Mechinim chamin mi b'yom v'roichsim oisay b'Shabbos. So they would be sometimes in the process the third day, which is more challenging. The rechitz helps, but it's not a sakana to the point you could heat water on Shabbos, but you would have to repeat it, heat the water from before Shabbos. Now, v'chol zeh min hastam, avim roya sheyesh lachash l'sakana im lo yirchutzu esa achar mila. If we have a situation where, based on our expertise, there is a bona fide sakana need for rechitza with hot water, with warm water, v'vari mutter l'rochzoi l'chalo v'shabbos v'idav yashar chel sheyesh b'sakana. So, whoever is considered the buck in these things, he would say that that's necessary. He would be accepted. Okay. I'm an alf. Learn all good. The nishtan of tivoyim. We say the teva has changed. Most of the dinus elu, dinus and elu. Clear me the mikra. We come and say af ki ein hayelad. We don't consider the child in a state of sakana without the rechitza. But we do consider it something very significant. water which is heated before Shabbos, we're going to allow the him to do a full rechitza in that situation, which even though there was a minig post Gemara not to do that, we did it the Gemara, that's mutter, water which is heated from before Shabbos, so you can do rechitza with that. And after Mila, we wait till after Shabbos. We have to be careful though, there are other issues besides the rechitz itself. There is the soaking of the cloth they would use for the child, and that would shriyos is a kibbutz, so that's considered washing them by heating, by putting them into the hot water. Maybe you could ask a guy to do it, because that is not your kibbutz, is not for the purpose of cleaning it. Your kibbutz is just to have these cloths to wrap the child with after when you wash them. You have to be careful not to squeeze it out. Let's say you had prepared hot water, and now that hot water got knocked over, and you don't have any hot water. So on Shabbos, there is water which is heated for a goy. You can ask a goy to bring it to you. Now, you're not asking a goy to heat it, because that would be arguing that this is something which is asking a goy to melacha deraisa. It has to be a tzarech, a real bona fide tzarech. But to carry it, I will lo yomer en yuri lahachem lechadchila. Fine. Tira shol yechala benisrapa. New case. So a child who was ill and now he was nisrapa. So we say, okay, now let's do the milah. Oisra tashbatz lomela b'yam chemishi. But so we waited anyway. Let's wait a little more. You don't do mila in yom chamishi. Why? The shema yitzarcha lechal shabbos alav b'yom shlishi the milosay. The third day after the mila, which if it's on chamishi, the third day is Shabbos. There was a tendency that the child would take a dip towards being a sakana. So you're anyway, it's not a mila b'zmanoi, and you're going now doing a mila, being ma'achd yourself in the situation. You're going to have to mechal shabbos, so you should not do that. So that's his argument. It seems that it was more an issue on Thursday than it was on Friday. That Yom Shlishi the Milosa was more of a sakana. So to do the meal on Friday would be okay. His issue was to do the meal on Thursday. That's the Pasha's understanding. That's how the Shach understands the Tashbats. Right. So when you learn the Mishnayos in Masechta Shabbos over there, the Rav already points out there's something machloek. Is Shishi Milosa means a Kabbal Charmer Sheni and Rishon, or it means Dafka Shlishi? So the Shach understands the Tashbats. His lashon is that he holds his dafka shlishi, but there are other rishonim would learn adarabah that the rishon and sheni are more of a problem. Is it's even the third day is fine. The point of thinking of the shach is that bishlama on the case over there on Shabbos where you're doing the mila, being machlis yourself into a situation where you're going to have a problem. It's already Shabbos. Here it's yom chamishi. I'm saying I can't do mila yom chamishi because on Shabbos I'll end up and I have a mitzvah now to do the mila. I'm not going to push it off because maybe there'll be a problem of chilul on Shabbos. Even the sheet of the Baal Amor that you cannot be machlis yourself into an oinus, that wouldn't apply over here. That's what the Shach's argument over there is. The Machin and Chaman, so in a case where Yom Shlishi is going to come out on Shabbos, they would prepare water from before Shabbos. But you can't heat the water on Shabbos. We don't give him a dinner with chayla. We give a dinner with mitzvah. Achim a roif for armor shesor huvali and lahakr b'zeh. But if the doctor says he needs, obviously he says he needs. Chalav b'Shabbos. I feel the chalchem b'atzmai. If a case where he sees mamash zakana, so even if the Jew has to heat the water, the Jew will heat the water. Yud. Adam shloim mami arlam lo yomel b'Shabbos. The person who's never done a milah before should not do his first milah on Shabbos. But if he's done one time before, so we can let him do it on his second mila on Shabbos, even though he's the father. There's a tendency of the father to get a little bit nervous. Number one, number two, there seems to be an argument that by the father, it's more of a mitzvah of tikkun. It's more of a tikkun. So by him, it's more of a malacha. Because the malacha tzricha leguf, he's doing tikkun in the child by removing the milah, but somebody else doesn't really care so much. Okay.
Why can't he do the meal the first time on Shabbos? Because we're afraid he might get it wrong.
It means he didn't do a mitzvah because he didn't get it right. Meanwhile, he was mechal Shabbos. The person has never done priya yet. He shouldn't be the one doing priya. Moel Shabbos Omer Shkarmal Pamachas Bechol. Person who presents himself and says, I can do the milah, I've done it before. Naaman main tzarech labi rai. We believe him that he knows what he's doing. B'yaradeya soiv simon rei samavav kasa b'hagot. There's a ramah in Yaradeya. Shetayv lahakmer l'chachila shlo yom molu shnei marlim milah achas b'shabbos. They shouldn't split up the milah. Shezei yom molu b'zei yifra. One person will do the milah, one person will do the priya. Rather, Ella Hamol, who adds some year for this, one who does the Mila should be the one who does the Priya. You shouldn't split it up between two Moyalim, because it's like two Maisim of Chilul as opposed to one Moyal, it's only one Maisim of Chilul. That's the Ramah over there. Abla Harbe Achrayim, and he brings Taisa, there's a Shach, a Taz, and a Bach, and mismatch the beer. Also like that, the cost of the yesh lahakam is that there's no problem. Tommy, heim shteim mayolim zechutim zepareya. It was standardized whatever reason that they would actually do two mayolim. Bein mechal bein meshabes. Chachmas adam klal kufim tes cost of dalkaponim lo yichabed shloisha bnei adam. El pareya yeh hamaitzis. We don't say one does the meal, one does the beer, one does the mitzitza. That we don't do. Bishus Yaakov doch is ever cost of the mitzitza yocholiyus ba'achar the huinyan b'fnei. Come the Shushus Yaakov says, no, I don't see what problem with that either. It's three different things. And I think, I mean, not that we see normally that your mechavdim, he'll do two different things. But Iker Adin, the Iker Pesach is not like the Ramah. Like he says, Harbach Karnim, right, not like that. And Pashas, the Shushus Yaakov, the regards of Mitzitza is also accepted. So he shouldn't do his first meal on Shabbos. Then in Yom Tov, Lamed Zayin, Imu Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golius, Bavali Yeshal Hakol, we can let him do his first meal on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golius, which is only Minig of Hesena B'Yadeno. Now, you have to realize, when he said before that he's been mechalal Shabbos Shlomo Kamitzah, that's only the Rabbanon, because it's a mechalkel. You know, the malach over here is that you're doing chabura, so a chabura which is done, which has a benefit, is a malach of the Raisa. But a mechalkel, he's mechalkel, mitzvah tikkun on the child, didn't do a tikkun, didn't do the mila right. And that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid he's going to get it wrong. And if he didn't get it right, he has the mitzvah milah. So he's
doing it right.
Right, but if he didn't get it right, so what we're left with is that he did a chabura and a ma'aseh kilkol in the child. So it's not a binyan, it's not a boina issue or a tikkun in the child issue because it wasn't a tikkun. Mitzvah, the chabura, it was a mekalkel.
So it's not a deraisa. So miyata sheni shel goyis, you know, is he more welcome to make? Oh, miyata rishon yesh teis ben achredim. Even here they about so shiachol omel vein mar lachem bavali ein lahachmer. If the person feels he knows he can do it right, even if he's never done it before, we can't stop him. Amatul mala b'shabbes. But if he's done it one time, he can do it the second time. Even though somebody else theoretically who's done multiple times, we can be mechabed this person to do it. He's not discussing the Eitz HaTorah issue. He's discussing his Hilchos Shabbos. And then he said, even though he's the Avi Ben. Pirish lafuke miman the sirleit. There is an opinion which holds that Abatzal Yomu b'Shabbos Hechadika Achrina. If there's somebody else available, the father should not do the milah. Shin Lagabi the day, because by the father, Habi Psikresha the Nichalate Shayom Masakin as Benoy. That's that opinion holds that by the father, it's more of a tikkun than as opposed to somebody else. Kamash Shalom the Lord Minin Hachi the Gamay Bechrina Psikresha the Nichalate who Shayhu writes Alamu Lazekasi Filachi Etiratar. We don't. All right, now the Gemara does differentiate between a father and somebody else in a case with a saras.
Case of saras.
So there's an issa of the rice of the cut off a saras. There's a mitzvah meal to cut the orla where the saras is. So the Gemara says somebody else who doesn't care about the kid, whether the kid has a saras or not, so he's doing the mitzvah meal and he's not being mechavan to remove the saras. So it's never shedding mischavan. The father who's being mechavan to remove the once he's cutting over, he's like, ah, Baruch Hashem, my kid, take off my kid's saras also. So he's a dover hamechavan, the purpose of saras, to remove the saras. So the Mor said that it's appropriate not to have the father do it if somebody else is available, because like the Mor says that halacha, that's what the halacha say, doesn't apply if you have another option. Then the Mor says, well, why is it secretion? Secretion is also. So that's what the Gemara discusses. Seems to be Mechalek is held up the Gemara in the world of Mila vis-a-vis Psikresha and Dabashenim Miskavan. There's a very, very significant revolver there of Hadal and the Sugya. But that's what the Gemara introduces that idea. So they want to then take the same idea and apply it to Shabbos. That's what this Shita holds. It comes to Rishonim, so that's. But over there, the point is the tikkun removing the mila of the tsaras is not relevant to anybody else. But the tikkun of the mila itself is relevant to everybody. And that's where the Chilul Shabbos is. So there's no difference in the father and anybody else. Okay. Shin Lamed Beis. Okay. Emiyadim is the Behemah of Shabbos. Okay, so the act of pulling the child out from the mother, helping physically remove the child, that we don't do on Shabbos.
What being born?
Mishabrei Miyaldin Pirish Lim Shechavlad Minarechem to pull the child out, that we don't do. The Ika Tirchi Yisera, because that's a Tirchi Yisera. Now Vayrechredim the Shiskimu, the Chredim take it a step weiter. And they say the aflasado to give the child the mother is standing and the child's coming out, so it's pulling down on the mother. So if you put support under the child, it'll make it easier for the mother to hano shoyches of vlad shall yipol the oritz menoysin dad the soich piv. Also b'shabbos v'chein kol tzarchi leida mavur b'simin tavkuf chav gimel ayin shom. So. All of these things, which all of the different steps of the process, they would after the child was born, they would clear out the mucus from the nostrils and the different things they would do. So these are considered a tircha, which is not necessary. In the case where we're concerned that we don't do this, the animal is going to die. So that bir locha deals with maybe that would be mutter.
Animal is going to die.
We're talking about behemoths over here. And we yelled them as a behemoth of Shabbos. So which part? What do you not understand?
I thought you were talking about child.
Okay. So now the rest of the siman is not dealing with leida; it's dealing with this issue of tirchi yaseir, of taking, helping the animal with pain.
Before you said the child, you meant the child animal, the young.
Yes. So they want to take off the scabs and rub an oil on it. So you take off the scab. You want to rub oil onto the maka. So you can't do the gemar maka. Shani stop as a maka. It's already healed. You're doing it just to make the animal feel better. That you can't do. But if it's beginning where there's an actual tsar and you're trying to address the tsar of the animal, that is mutter, because not a tirchi yaseir. Gimel. There was this food. The gemar first was karshinim. I'm not sure what it's translated in English. It was basically considered animal fodder. It was royal tchila for humans. So if the animal ate too much of that, so you could help the animal run around, which apparently would help it feel better. I'm not sure exactly. Okay. Yochel haritza, hey, davel gav the zer refua. That's the refua for the animal. Refus la adam gazu mishum shchikas samamonin. Refus behemto ein adam bolko kach shiyavu lishchay samamonin. So once upon a time, people didn't care about animals that much. He's not afraid that he's going to grind up his medicines to heal the animal. So they didn't ask the refua. Who did him? He cried for lemisa machmazeh. Those bevarivol. Now, lachar we should argue, but the case where the animal is about to die, there's a hefset moment. Maybe he's ready bohol. So we worked the other way around. So asering, it doesn't make it better, it makes it worse. So I'll end up doing the malachas deraisa. So make the animal your goal is to exhaust the animal, and that makes it feels better. I will also last this bishulah shum malacha deraisa derabonon afilu hi meisa. You can't do malacha even the rabbanon, the tzarich of the behema, even the animal would die because of that. In the Mishnah Dersha, they bring a question that yisurim the rabbanon, which are not exera otter deraisas, they don't have a sharish of the deraisa, for example muksa, etc. So for sabra lechayim. So we brought before, let's say the animal, the animal got stuck in a pit, you want to pull it out. So the tzar b'lechayim, animal's muksa. There's no malacha involved over there. So he brought a machlokes over there, and the chayotim said you could be mekel. Then he brings a case where there's a hefset meruba and tzar b'lechayim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says you can be samech even to do an isad rabbana. You know, let's not run to the last one. Okay, we'll hold it here.